This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. Coming worldwide persecution of dedicated Christians. One of the most significant chapters in the Bible is Matthew chapter 24. It details the events that will be at the ending of the world. Throughout history, dedicated Christians have been persecuted, from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to date. Of greater concern is the plight of dedicated Christians about this era, being the closing period of the world. Many are absorbed by the material construct of the places of worship, by the processes, procedures and traditions put together by the places of worship, but not by the very words the Lord described these days, Matthew 24 verse 1. The chapter should be read many times over to catch the essence and importance, and to wash away other doctrines on the end times that are floating around. The words of the Lord must come to pass, so read and soak yourself in them by meditating on them. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away, Matthew 24 verse 35. We are in the period described as the beginning of sorrows, Matthew 24 verse 8. It is a segment of events that are part of the list of events that will conclude the end. Most important of this period to the dedicated believer is that we will be hated of all nations, afflicted and many killed. There has not been any period where Christians were hated and persecuted in all nations simultaneously. For the sake of Christ and in order to retain the faith, dedicated believers will not comply with the new regulations, laws, and decrees that will soon be in place. We shall be marginalized, discriminated against, pressurized, persecuted, hated, and many will be killed. Above all, the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit will abide in us that the burden will be light, Matthew 11 verse 30. This will happen not just at a place or in some part of the world. It will be happening all over the world at the same time during the Great Tribulation. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, Matthew 24 verse 9. Any teaching that suggests that believers will not go through the persecution mentioned and that dedicated Christians will not go through the Great Tribulation is not sound and not based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ clearly stated that believers will be here for part of the Great Tribulation. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened, Matthew 24 verse 22. The coming persecution will set the wheat from the tares, Matthew 13 verses 24 to 30, those that truly love the Savior and lip servers, the dedicated Christians from the world. It is the filter of the Lord. Believers in Christ will be in the hiding just like the first wave of persecution that scattered Christians away from Jerusalem. Read Acts chapters 4, 8, and 9. Also read Fox's Book of the Martyrs. A more aggressive persecution is underway. Be strong. Do not be afraid. Dig into the Word of God. Do joint and private Bible studies. Learn survival skills. You will need such for a good portion of the persecution period. Events and circumstances will create division, separation of people into the bulk of the nations against the few resilient believers. There shall be a great dividing. The news media will be used against dedicated believers. And many will not be able to take it. They will then turn on their pastors that they did not teach anything about it. They will also turn on the dedicated ones to discredit them and to turn them in from their hiding or escape route. They will transfer the hurt on other Christians. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, Matthew 24 verse 10. So many dedicated Christians will be dishonored, mudsling and vilified. This great persecution will be part of the great tribulation that will gradually creep on the world. But they that know their God shall do exploits. There shall be daring Christians led by the Spirit of God that will openly be preaching with signs and wonders following them. But the people that do know their God shall be strong, and do exploits, Daniel 11 verse 32. Endure to the end. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved, Matthew 24 verse 13. Christians will be detained, imprisoned, beaten, starved, betrayed, labeled with false allegations, hated, hunted down, bankrupted, and so forth. Without preparation, many Christians will succumb and process to receive the mark of the beast. That is being vaccinated with nanoparticles in fluids, mRNA, stamped with the mark or patch, and receive the number of the beast remotely. Prepare by fortifying your mind with the Word of God and by putting aside basic materials in hideouts now for the time when you cannot buy or sell when avoiding the mark of the beast, Revelation 13 verse 17. Do not listen to those who do not want to do anything. Pray, watch and do. The Lord is with you and will not leave you alone. God be with you always. Amen.